Happy Monday. It's 12:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
And at this time on Mondays, we like to do something called Motivation Monday. And we've got a wonderful guest today with you, and we're going to talk about how to strengthen the self-esteem you need to nurture a healthy relationship. And I feel like we are so privileged to have Dr. Gail Fohn, PhD, on the phone with us. Gail is a licensed psychologist, a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's got certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis. And she's taught at the University of Minnesota for many years now in private practice. Dr. Gail, thank you so much for joining us.
My privilege.
And Dr. Gail is perfectly positive. Her website is www.perfectlypositive.com. And everything that you do and all of the things that you help people take control of their lives about, it's all to be more perfectly positive, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I work on it myself every day. It's an evolving everyday challenge.
I think that's something interesting that you said there, Dr. Gail, is that you have to work on it. And I think that oftentimes we don't work on ourselves. We've got too many other things to do.
Absolutely. And people say that it's more true for women, but I find it universal.
Okay.
It's just a hectic life that we all lead. And sometimes we forget to nurture ourselves and feed our own self-esteem.
And if you don't nurture yourself and feed your own self-esteem, then sometimes you'll find yourself in an unhealthy relationship, not only with a significant other, but maybe even the friends and people that you hang around with.
Absolutely. You're just right on. For example, just a moment ago, you mentioned that it's Nelson Mandela's 93rd birthday.
Oh, yes.
What can this man teach us about loving yourself through, you know, the highest challenges that life can offer? Mm. And it spreads to everyone, your family, your friends. It's a universal challenge that we must love ourselves despite what the outside world might be trying to tell us.
Now, you've got a set of CDs at perfectlypositive.com that helps people with different aspects in their life. And the one we're talking about today, strengthening the self-esteem you need to nurture a healthy relationship. One of the things you say that you have to do is enter into relationships with a clear picture of what you want. So what is the best way to consider what you really want? Because if we're not taking care of ourselves and taking time out for ourselves, how do we know what we really want?
You know, that's a great question. There are lots of ways to go about it. The simplest way is to find a quiet moment. Make that quiet moment. You can't be too busy, you know, to say, I can't do that. Everyone can do that, even if it's going in the car or a closet or, you know, out for a walk, no matter how busy we are. And simply close your eyes. We talk about meditating, maybe prayer, maybe just being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And think about what you want. If we're talking about a romantic relationship, you have an image of that, hopes and dreams. Maybe you've been lucky enough to experience it in the past. And open your mind and heart to that again. For some people, it's easier to begin with what I don't want in my life.
Mm.
But begin. Make that private time. Some people would say, find yourself a great therapist, a coach. Go to a friend, go to a book, go to prayer, go wherever it is. You can really be honest with yourself.
Okay.
Does that help?
That does help. And why do you think it is that you may find that quiet place where you can be honest with yourself? Why do you think that it is so hard to be honest with ourselves? Why do people, why are we willing sometimes to accept less than what we deserve?
You know, it takes a lot of courage and risk-taking to be honest with ourselves. None of us are perfect in the sense that we've achieved, you know, perfection. And in that quiet moment, we may see what some people would say are flaws. I prefer to look at them as areas that we want to work on. And that takes a lot of courage, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To say, this is an area I haven't been my best in.
That is pretty. And so our minds can play tricks on us, can't it? And then maybe we're not completely being honest with ourselves about what we need, what we want.
You're absolutely right. And that's where being a licensed psychologist, of course, I would encourage people to go and check in with a professional if possible, in the sense that we get dental checkups or annual physical checkups. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be crazy in dire crisis to go and talk with a professional who might give us a really honest picture to think about. It could also be a trusted friend.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a professional, but someone who knows you darn well.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to set those boundaries. You know how that goes, Mary Lynn. I'm not going to say something to you honestly and then have you feel attacked. And we need to understand we're doing this in the sense of self-actualization. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Like you were saying, whether it's a therapist, a coach, a good friend, somebody who will really, you know, make you be honest with yourself, that's the key.
Yes, and it is sometimes hard to be honest with ourselves. We say get in touch with your own feelings or your gut, but sometimes we, you know, psychologists talk about repression and denial, but we all know common sense terms for not wanting to be honest with ourselves, because it can be very painful and fearful.
Sometimes it can be hard to be that friend. You'll see a person that you care about, that you love, just continuing to just go back to this thing that you know is making them miserable.
Yes.
Or a relationship that isn't healthy. And you almost, as the friend, become the enemy, because you're just trying to reach out and just say, yeah, it's just not good for you. And what advice do you have for friends? Because, I think that friends who are going through that with another friend, I mean, you feel pain, you want to try and help, and then you're feeling like you're the bad guy because you're being honest.
Oh, you're so right. And haven't we all been in that situation?
Yeah.
And, you know, we think, don't shoot the messenger.
Right. Is it best to just keep your mouth shut at some point and just...
Oh, Dr. Gale never thinks it's best to keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
When it's out of love and honesty and compassion.
That made Diane laugh.
Diane laughing.
That's right. Yeah, that was a good one.
But I have learned to temper it.
Okay.
And do it in a caring and loving way, and, you know, not keep silent when you see true pain and suffering, and try and set boundaries so the person understands and, you know, you're not attacking them. Mm-hmm. But it is a risk-taking. You might end the relationship, but hopefully it wouldn't, and they would come back and thank you later.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. It's Motivation Monday. We're talking with Dr. Gale, and you can find Dr. Gale at perfectlypositive.com. And we're talking about how to strengthen the self-esteem you need to nurture a healthy relationship. And when we come back, we're going to get some tips from Dr. Gale on some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to talking with our partners or our friends, like we were just saying here. It's 1214 at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Why just listen when you can connect? We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 12:15. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
And it's Motivation Monday, and we're talking with Dr. Gale Fone. And Dr. Gale your resume is pretty good, Dr. Gale. You've got a lot going on.
I love school. And, you know, some people will say those that can't do teach. But I love school, and I love having the privilege of motivating other people.
Well, and Dr. Gale is a PhD, and she's a licensed psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist. She's done sports psychology, clinical hypnosis, taught at the University of Minnesota for many years, and is now in private practice. And we've been talking about how to strengthen your self-esteem to nurture a healthy relationship. And one of the things on your CD that folks can find at perfectlypositive.com on intimate relationships is that it's important to speak with your partner in a solution-oriented, respectful manner. So what are some do's and don'ts when it comes to talking with our partners? Because this is always a biggie.
It's a biggie for me, too. You know, Mary Lynn, you probably can guess I grew up in New York where we didn't hold back very much. it was a totally straightforward way of communicating, but looking back, probably not the most helpful or loving. So we all need to begin by remembering what we call I statements, meaning speaking for oneself, not attacking, not you, but I feel, I believe, and setting the boundaries that I love you, I care about you, I care about our relationship, and, you know, setting it so that the person doesn't feel attacked.
Okay.
And that's the beginning. And you can both make up what we call other boundaries and find some quality private time when that person is receptive and you're energized in a positive way.
So you're saying, Dr. Gale, don't do it in the heat of the moment.
Oh, I've done it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
it does make it a little, I mean, there's there's no I, it's you, and, you know, fill in the blank there.
Right, but now, of course, as Oprah taught us, when we know better, we do better, and I do catch myself and encourage people to listen to themselves, and it's certainly better not to spit it out at all. And some people find writing things down very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You may or may not share that with your partner, but writing it down yourself, for yourself, being totally honest, can be very helpful. And then if you like, tear it up, destroy it, so that no one else ever sees it. But it's a way of practicing. And look in the mirror. Watch your face while you're saying what you're saying. Is this what, you know, you really want to project?
And what if, Dr. Gale, you're with a partner who doesn't really like to talk? And usually this is a male-female thing. Women will write it down and practice and rehearse and then say, honey, can we sit down and have a conversation? And sometimes you don't feel like the other party is as engaged. And I don't mean to just do a male-female thing. I know this, but I think it's pretty common, isn't it?
It is common, and we're not attacking the guys.
Yeah.
In general, you know, that's common, but we all know it can happen in, you know, either gender.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think it's setting up a safe place and time, and it's impossible not to communicate. So even if they're not talking, not responding, they are communicating. And sometimes we can be sensitive to our partner and ask them, say, to write us a letter or a note or an email, or what is the way they feel comfortable beginning the dialogue? It may not be the way we traditionally have thought of dialogue. Mm. And you might need a third person there to help you.
Okay.
But let's not, you know, I would say don't stick to the old rules, invent the rules that work for that relationship.
Okay. And I think that's something that you said that was really key there too, Dr. Gale. This is why you're the pro, to talk about things that are with that relationship. I think a lot of times we carry baggage, and sometimes we'll drag that into our current relationship.
Oh, you know, you're talking to a psychologist, so I have the image, you know, of being in the womb. And yes, you're so right.
Yeah.
We all have that baggage, but we really can become more sensitive to it as we self-actualize, mature, whatever words you want to use, and leave that baggage where it belongs, in the garbage, the closet. You really can work at it and get better at not carrying it into the current relationship and forgiving yourself if there's something that you feel you need to forgive yourself for.
Well, okay, we're going to take a quick break for our Wall Street Journal report and our Connect FM 3-day forecast. But coming up with Dr. Gale, we're going to talk about making sure that you're attracting a partner with your values and beliefs and why that is so important. Here is your Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Our high today at 94, down around 74 with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms popping up, and an excessive heat warning throughout the week as our heat indices rise over 100 each day. High of 94 down to 74 tomorrow. Again, a 20% shot of showers and thunderstorms popping up. Partly cloudy Wednesday with a high 94. Currently, we're at 90. Heat index at 100 on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. And I am learning through a tweet from my friend Rich, who works over at Channel 3. Champaign police are investigating a robbery at First Federal Savings Bank off Springfield Avenue. And police say the man held up the bank just after 11 o'clock, then fled on foot towards the Round Barn Shopping Center. Mm. So if you're near the corner of Springfield and Mattis, might want to reroute yourself because they are investigating in that area about this bank robbery at First Federal Savings Bank off Springfield.
All right.
And that's the latest on that.
Okay, thank you. And we'll keep you updated on that news as more comes in. It's 1222, and here's your Wall Street Journal report on Connect FM.